Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss ballad. B-A-L-L-A-D. Ballad. Now, what exactly is a ballad? Ek short definition, ya quick definition ye ho sakta hai, that it is a song transmitted orally and which usually tells a story. That is what a ballad is. And the word ballad comes from the Latin and Italian word called ballare. Okay, ballare basically means to dance. So, a ballad is a song that tells a story and originally was a musical accompaniment to a dance. So along with dance, there used to be a ballad originally. After that, what are the sub varieties of a ballad? Now, one is the traditional or folk ballad, the other is literary ballad, jis cheez ko hum discuss karte hain in literature. And the third one is broadside ballad. Okay, broadside ballad. I'll tell you what broadside ballad is in a minute. But before that, let's know the basic characteristics which are common to almost all ballads. First, the beginning of a ballad is often abrupt. Okay, abrupt beginning. Second, the language is simple. Third, the story is told through dialogue and action. Fourth, the theme is often tragic. Okay, often it is tragic, though there are also a number of comic ballads, but often it is tragic. After that, there is often a refrain. Okay, you'll find a refrain in many ballads. So these are basically the general characteristics which we will find in almost all ballads, or let's say most ballads. Now let's consider some examples of ballads. The most famous ballad is of Coleridge, his poem called Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. This is one of the most famous ballads in the world of literature. After that, John Keats, his poem called La Belly Dame Sans Mercy. Okay, La Belly Dame Sans Mercy. This is the title of the poem. So this is also a ballad, literary ballad. Now, little bit more explanation on the different sub varieties of a ballad. As I said, one is the traditional ballad or the folk ballad. Okay? Now, traditional ballad mein hota kya hai, that it is anonymous. So nobody knows who has written this ballad originally, who was the writer. It is not known because it is transmitted orally and transmitted from singer to singer or by word of mouth or let's say generation after generation. It is something that is circulating within a community of people and later on it will be written down. So nobody knows what the original was and who wrote it. Okay, so that is a traditional ballad. For example, in England, the legends of Robin Hood. Robin Hood is very famous as a character. Okay, if you see the legends of Robin Hood, there are many of them are in the form of a ballad, traditional ballad or folk ballad. Okay, uske baad aata hai literary ballad. Literary ballad is not anonymous, matlab it is written by a poet or a writer, so we know the writer's name. And the ballad form was mostly, or let's say particularly famous during the Romantic era, and it was popular amongst the Romantic poets. And as I said, Coleridge, his poem called Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. This is a excellent example of a literary ballad. Uske baad aate hain the third variety, broadside ballad. As I said, that ballad has sub varieties. This is the third variety or sub third category. And basically, इसे broadside ballad कहते क्यों हैं? Because this ballad was printed on one side of a single sheet. Okay, this ballad was printed on one side of a single sheet, which was called broadside. And the subject matter was that it dealt with a current event or person or issue, and was sung to a well-known tune. Okay, this is the reason why it is called a broadside ballad, because it was printed on a single sheet. And then it was sold by hawkers, and especially this is something which was popular in Great Britain. So from an exam point of view, just remember the three sub varieties of a ballad. After that, the characteristics of ballad and some examples. And as I said, the poem of Coleridge, A Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, then John Keats's poem, La Belly Dame Sans Mercy. Uske baad hai Walter Scott's poem called Proud Mysie by Walter Scott. This is also an example of ballad. After that, we have the famous example of lyrical ballads.